That's right. Thank you, Lord. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. That's Colin Haywood Jr. and the choir. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Thursday. Today is Thursday, Thankful Day. We sit back and just absorb so many different things that we should be thankful for in life, period. Just life, health, and strength, and, you know, just still having our loved ones to be able to experience life with. Unfortunately, some of us have lost loved ones, and they're no longer here with us in the flesh, but their spirit will always live on because they left a great legacy for all of us. Things that we have learned from, things that we continue to go back and hold on to continue to learn from. From day to day, we learn new things. Time never stops. So regardless of what the situation is, we're going to always be learning from something in life, period. Regardless if we take what we the trials and tribulations that we go through and apply it to our lives to make a difference for ourselves. But today's podcast is going to be about just being thankful for everything that all the experience that we go through in life, period. Some people go through things in good ways and some people go through things in bad ways. Regardless of what the situation is, we all learn from it. I send my positive energy and thoughts out to anyone that has lost a loved one during this time. Of course, you know that I don't participate in pagan holidays because it reminded me of so much of the what my ancestors went through. But I do acknowledge the point of family getting together on today to be able to be off from work and being able to just conjugate with one another and being able to enjoy each other. A lot of different people don't get that opportunity. You got some people that's out there working today. When whatever it is that when you get a chance, you know, if you got loved ones that's out there working, call to check on them and see how they're doing. And just tell them that just thank them for all that they have brought to your life and just being appreciative of certain, so many different things. Like, we tend to look over a lot of different stuff in life that we should be more thankful for, just with the point of being able to have air, not being able to have to walk to work, or having the opportunity to be able to cook and have food to put on the table. Because I can remember back in the day, coming up, there was plenty of days that we didn't have food to put on the table. Some people say, well, hey, you're in your 40s or what have you. I'm telling you, everybody that's in their 40s and stuff like that don't mean that they had everything going, you know, coming up or whatever. But at the same time, you know, everything was, God has provided everything that we possibly need. It's just to the point that sometimes that some of us look over the situation, or some of us don't cultivate one another to try to make sure that the younger ones be able to have everything that they possibly need, so then they go lacking. But that's a whole different podcast, y'all. Today, we're just going to look at, focus on the point of just being happy and just being thankful for so many different things, and then not allowing the negative spirit to tap in on us today because we have lost loved ones and they're no longer here with us. But we could just hold on to their memories and the different things that they brought for us, especially during this time. I talk about big mamas, grandmamas, and, you know, we still battling the point of my grandmother passing away, more like my mom or whatever. I look at the good things that she brought to me or whatever, and that's keeping me sane and keeping me, you know, keeping me kept and grounded and, you know, keeping myself together regardless of what. Some days it's it can be overwhelming, especially when you've lost someone. But I was talking to my husband yesterday about that. I said, you know, that type of pain when you lose someone that is so close and dear to you that you're not able to, if you said something wrong or out of the way, you can't go to them to know their expression if you apologize. I guess that's why we have to always be mindful of different things that we say to one another or how we treat each other. Some people leave away from here and never get that apology. Some people just get to the point, or some people leave away from here and never give an apology. It's not always the right way all the time. But, you know, we just have to take the good with the bad and just try to make the best of it, regardless of what. Some people are really battling the point of losing loved ones at this time because, you know, that was their bread to their butter. And that was their muse, that person that gave them, you know, that spunk or that push or so forth. And some of them was their best friend. You know, I sit back and sometimes now even though we're having a funeral on Saturday, I think about the point of sometimes I feel like I should have did more for my grandmother, especially with all that she had given me. And I look back on other things of what other people should have done as well. But I'm just thankful for being able to, that God provided this person to be in my life to give me all the things that I possibly need, that, you know, that nurturing and that love or whatever the case may be. So many people are really battling and going through it because once they lose that bread to that butter, they you know, they leaned on that for a long period of time. And a lot of people had grandparents that was babysitters and so forth. Some of them that always bailed them out of trials and tribulations and stuff, or bad decisions that they went through. But then when they lose that person, it's like they're lost amongst themselves and not learning from their mistakes or what have you. I can say I never had to get to the point of my grandmother bailing me out of some situation financially, but she always was there to give me a kind word about, in a straightforward word about certain things that's in life, about, you know, just relationship, men or what have you. It was just, I'm just so thankful for it. I'm just so thankful for the point of what she brought, to the point of showing me how to cook and clean and how to act around people. You got these millennials now, they don't have any respect, and they're not thankful, they're not appreciative of a lot of different things that means a whole lot. That means a whole lot to a lot of to life, period. Or just being thankful for the creator and just being able to have the opportunity to be able to experience life in the flesh. We just have so much to be thankful for. We done come a long way, especially in the African American culture. When it comes down to certain things, we have come a long way. In the 44 years that I have been living, I can recognize and acknowledge that we have came a long way. We're not working in the fields anymore. We're not having someone beat us because they don't just like the way what we're saying or what we're doing. In certain aspects in life. There's just so many different things that we should be, you know, just so thankful for. Being able to have running water, bathrooms to go to. I can remember when I was younger, we had to go to an outhouse to a restroom or whatever the case may be. And even worse are situations that I won't even bring up on this podcast, but you could just only imagine. So people just, you know, just be mindful and be thankful of certain things. I tell my sons them about the different stories and how, you know, how life was when I was coming up about certain things. And, you know, I can't expect for them to understand that spiritually, because it was something that I went through, or being able to, for them to be able to understand it within the point of the focus of their eye. But I could just tell them and describe it to them, and they could only imagine. But just being compared to certain things, when you have the opportunity and you see a younger, the younger generation, or somebody that's younger, sit down and talk to them. Don't just push them off, and because a lot of them get to the point that they just don't have an understanding about life, period. They're just here. They're just absorbing everybody that's around them, and not and they're nurturing. And sometimes when you absorb nurturingness from other people, it's not always the good, a good thing. Sometimes it gets to the point that it can be terrible, or just even plain out bad, or destructive. We just have so much to be thankful for in life, period. Just having life, health, and strength. You got to think about the point of people that's in the nursing homes and not being able to go get themselves drinking water and stuff like that, or they got to wait for somebody to wait on them hand and foot to take them to the restroom, or you know, to clean them up or whatever. You and see, I know that firsthand within myself from working in the nursing home. Whenever somebody would call me on, press the call light for me to see about them, I never hesitated to go take care of them, because it could have been something tragic. You could wind up finding somebody on the floor, or maybe they need to be cleaned up, or maybe they just need a drink of water, or maybe they just need somebody to talk to at that particular time. So we just have so much to be thankful for, because we could be bound to a bed, or in a hospital fighting for our lives. And we could be to the point that with some of these homeless people, and it's cold outside, and not having a place to lay our head, or not having money or whatever, or ways to be able to get food to put on the table. We just got to get to the point of just being thankful for the life that we have, and stop being so ungrateful about certain things, want certain stuff that we really don't need. Today is the day to be thankful. Really, to be honest with you, every day is a day to be thankful. We can't get to the point of not paying attention to certain things that's in life, period, and not be thankful for them. We got a lot to be thankful for in life, period. Regardless of what the situation is, we got to be thankful for it in a better way. You just got to have some type of more of a understanding and appreciating people, appreciating what it brings, what just appreciating just life, period. Appreciate what is taught to us, what is not taught. Things that we learn from, that our mistakes in life, and so forth, or what have you. You know, regardless of what the situation is, life is something that's wonderful, and we just should be more appreciative of certain things. I know I'm saying that repetitively, but it's just to the point that when once you get through the point of remembering what you have come from, you make better decisions in life. I see so many different people, they live so loosely about certain things, and get mad with other people because they're progressing or going even further in life, or just being at a better, a settled state. It's because they're pushing themselves and they don't want to go back to the way things used to be. I tell people that all the time. I don't want to go back to where things, how it was, where it used to be. So that's why I push myself so much to try to do things in a better light, into a better perspective, because, you know, so many different people make those bad decisions about certain stuff, and they don't appreciate life. They don't even appreciate what somebody give them, or even just appreciate the life that God gives them. And we all tend to look over that from time to time. We just got to get to the point of appreciating life a little bit better, and just having a better understanding of what's really going on, or what's, you know, what's in life and what's good for us. today, be thankful. If you got family and you're off and you have the opportunity to enjoy your family or whatever the case may be, hey, give hugs where you need to give hugs. Do things that you used to do. Just being so to the point of understanding with different things that's in life, period, of just appreciating one another, loving on each other, just being thankful, y'all. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Thursday. Today is November the 25th, talking to you about being thankful, being appreciative, just looking at life from a different perspective. We just got to get to the point of appreciating things a little bit more. Y'all have a wonderful day.